Divine Mother of all life, take me to that place, deep within your womb, where I can know nothing and be reborn anew. Welcome to the Divine Goddess Podcast. You are invited to enter the sacred quantum space and find a place to sit, shoulder to shoulder, forming a circle, hand in hand with your sister or your brother. You are invited to connect and hold space. This is a space we hold in the vibration of unconditional love. A quantum container where we come together, united, cross any distance, time, frequency bands, realities, dimensions. For we are all connected, and we all remember. In today's share, I wanted to connect and allow a transmission to flow through from Mother Earth. As you know, women are the stewards of Mother Earth. And if the stewards are sick, Earth will be sick. If her stewards are off balance, she will be off balance. If her stewards are in pain, she will be in pain. Have you noticed the erupting chaos on our planet? The things hidden now coming up to the surface in tower moment after tower moment. Our mother is purging. She is releasing deep, deep, deep wounds. And you see them if you look. You see them from her earthquakes, her storms, her drought. Her windfall, her rainfall, as she balances her chakras and purges all that does not serve her. As she sits in this stillness that we have all created, she is acknowledging she cannot continue further. As the giving mother she always is. For there must be a balance on our planet. There must be a harmony to the cycles and the rhythm of this planet. She must be in alignment. There is a cycle on Earth, you may have noticed it. Birth and death leads to birth and death as energy takes different forms and vibrations. Maybe you've noticed it. Well, you are experiencing it. And perhaps in this experience you're called a particular name. But don't let that identify you. Don't let any labels identify you. For the more you tune into those to fit in, the more you forget that you are all. You are the all. You are the space. You are the person who's looking back in your eyes. You are the sunshine you see every morning. You are the birds that sing and play within the sky. You are the butterflies that flutter and dance in the roses and the flowers. You are the bees that zip by. You are the water droplets on a leaf. You are that blade of grass. You are that strong tree. You are all. What is playing out on our planet at the moment is a reflection of all. Let me phrase it in another way. The purging that you see our mother partaking in is her own tower moment. In tarot, there's a tower card, which represents the destruction of existing foundations, for those existing foundations need to crumble as they do not serve, and new foundations can be created from what once was. This happens energetically, sometimes consciously. Sometimes the universe, a higher force, pushes it into your reality to experience. Well, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, this time we're all in this together. This time, the chaos that you see happening on our planet, from our mother, from ourselves, is all driven by the energies that are moving and bouncing that may not be in harmony with ourselves internally. So they're erupting. The energies around our planet are bringing in clarity, strength, consciousness. There are light frequencies and light codes that have been offered to us by our extraterrestrial friends and family to heal ourselves, to tap into and unlock our own DNA, upgrade our system. Remember that we are electromagnetic frequencies, we are energy. And just like energy, it is always ever flowing, it is changing, it is morphing. And it can change with a conscious awareness and intention. When that is all placed in a particular focal point, that's where the magic happens. And Mother Earth is moving towards this harmonious state again. The chaos is all arising, for it has no place in this new Earth. The chaos is also there because as of a few weeks ago, there's been a split energetically on our planet. There's a lower dimension, and there's a higher dimension. Don't confuse this with heaven and hell. I invite you to experience this as a thought reality. How your thoughts are determine your frequency and determine then where you sit on this scale. In the lower frequencies, or the higher frequencies. Whatever frequency you embody is what you then experience. Meaning, if you think, feel, choose to experience joy, peace, fulfillment, bliss, and you choose this emotion in every situation, activity, even if it isn't, you seek to create it. That is going to be what sparks magic. And that is going to be what's going to arm you up to not be touched by any lower frequencies, including colds, flus, this coronavirus, or any negative dark entities or darkness. If you so choose to remain in lower frequencies, embody fear in its different forms and latch onto it, then my brother, my sister, I wish you well. I wish many blessings to your path and your experience. I wish you the strength, the courage, the resilience, and the awareness to realize you can shift out of that experience in any second. That well-being is our natural state. See it reflected in the babies and the children that are all around. They can be crying one moment, and then another second passes and they're back to being cheerful and giggly. This is our original programming. Don't let any brainwashing or any conditioning fool you. You are far more too intelligent for that. You are far more vast than that. You are a powerful critical thinker. You embody the energy that creates worlds within your veins. Let that just sit. So as Mother Earth purges, as you become aware of the events on Earth being merely energies that were once tucked away under a rug, swept away under a rug, it's arising. Mother Earth has initiated the spring cleaning, and it's on a global scale. She invites you to move into the higher frequencies and experience this new 5D Earth, where there's peace and harmony and joy, and everyone is living their dream life, creating their realities as they so choose, living with their hearts open, and realizing that we are all one, in one human family. Or the lower frequencies. There is an event written in the stars for December to 2020, January 2021. And just like that, music in the background turns on. Listen carefully. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. There is an event, a plan. And if this plan succeeds, expect a billion people to vanish off our planet. And expect that this event will be so jaw-dropping that it will shake up your entire reality. That it will question all that you seem to believe to be true. That it would spark you to question who you gave your power to, the authority, to the doctors. And you'll be able to claim all of it back once you realize you've given it away. See, that's the missing part. For a time, I felt the burden of not having any one of those billion people leaving our Earth. But that's not my role to play. If those souls are taken, we'll get them back. But this has been written. You chose to reincarnate into this timeline to experience this now moment, the Great Awakening. You chose to be here to serve out a particular mission. If you are awake, if you can't explain why you feel called to this transmission, to this share, but you feel something deep. If you're already woke, congratulations. If You're out of the matrix, but your loved ones aren't. Know that now, until December, a serious portal has been opened. The significance of this portal? It hasn't been open since the time of Atlantis. And this portal has the power to boost your own transformation, your own growth and healing. It has the potential to be that extra super boost. You know, when you play those video games, Mario Kart, you try to get those extra points, those banana peels, this, that. This portal is the same logic. 6 months, my brothers and sisters. The future can't be told. There are some things written in the stars as they impact enough timelines to be written. But the fate of what happens to you specifically is in your hands. You reincarnated here to experience the Great Awakening, but you also came to experience duality and the power of choice. You came here to learn a few lessons, some of which we all share, like the illusion of time, space, the illusion of this matrix. We came here to learn. And now, more than ever, is your chance to do that. You've tuned into this message. It means your consciousness is at a high level already. What Mother Earth is asking you to do is to purge with her. How can you do this? You've got to balance your physical, your emotional, your mental, and your spiritual bodies. These must be in balance, along with your chakras, for you to be automatically initiating your own body's natural healing abilities. You need to also acknowledge who you are authentically. You need to know yourself. And you need to acknowledge the little girl or the little boy who's been there since day one with you, walking beside you. And never lose that childhood innocence. Don't let age discourage you being a kid, for being a kid is essential to creation. Being a kid is a key ingredient to manifesting your dream reality, to manifesting anything, money, love. You need to acknowledge these ingredients. That is what is being asked of you now. The new earth has already been created. Merely tap into the stream as I am. When you tap in, you realize that life is so beautiful, that we are truly blessed to be experiencing heaven on earth all around us. That we are blessed with the intelligence and the clarity to see through all the distractions, the so-called terrors that try to bring our vibration down. That we are so lit up with unconditional love that no matter what, nothing can touch us. That no matter what, anyone who resides in a lower frequency cannot stand to be around you. And not in any personal way, but it's simply because you vibrate so high. Earth needs you to play your part In summary, she invites you to purge, as she is. Especially as the stewards, she invites you to acknowledge who you are, what values you uphold. Say no to the things that are not honoring that, not honoring your inner being, and love yourself. For when you love yourself, you show your kids the true example of unconditional love. When you truly love yourself unconditionally, you can truly experience the unconditional love that effortlessly flows out of kids and babies, and appreciate it, and see that you're here to learn from them. And in that, we heal. From love, we heal the root of racism, prejudice, hate, discrimination, fear, jealousy, greed, selfishness, everything not anchored in love. So if you're hearing this message, hear it. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. It's in your hands. You know Marley's words. Go re-listen to our prophet. Really hear his words. They are truth to me. Are they truth to you? I invite you to go within. Love yourself. Know yourself. Balance your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. Remember that you are a titan. You are a spiritual warrior. You are creation experiencing itself in physical form. And the magic around you are the tools to create that reality that is truly one you don't need a vacation from, and that's truly a dream come true to you. May you have the courage to go within the heart, to explore the labyrinth that you walk with, and dance inside its portal of magic. So then I can say, see, the stewards are happy. They're joyful. They're nurturing. They're caring. They're beautiful. They're shining. Because they acknowledged all those in themselves. And they showed their children the value of life. In all species, they could honor the cycles and the rhythm of our planet and instill that in the practices that we partake in as one human family, the technologies that we invest in, that we create. May they all be anchored in the awareness of the cycles of our planet and the life code that we should all honor. Thank you for joining this circle. If you need help on your journey, seek it. But I invite you first to hear all of these words today. Sit with it and feel them. Is it truth to you? Pick out the gold and leave the rest. Thank you for joining this quantum space, for honoring yourself. The choice is now yours, my brother, my sister. May you have the courage to choose the one in highest alignment to your inner being. If you need any resources along your journey, all of the details are in the description below. Enjoy the rabbit hole, the labyrinth of your heart. And until next time.